Welcome back to No Sleep Till here on the Ryer on YouTube channel. Travis Ryer back with you on a rainy Monday in Duval. As you might expect, seems appropriate given the events of Sunday afternoon down in Miami Springs as the Jacksonville Jaguars open the 2024 season with a disappointing 20-17 loss to the Miami Dolphins. Now, I guess a couple of different ways you could look at that outcome. If I told you a week ago, look, Jags are going to go down there, fight their asses off, come up 3 points short, you might have said, you know what, that's signs of encouragement, actually, even for a team that finished the 2023 season in a manner in which the Jaguars did. But if I had also told you the way in which it was going to go down, having been down there myself, I can tell you, late third quarter, going into that fourth quarter, place was a morgue, Hard Rock Stadium. But then you have the big fumble by Travis Etienne, a nice play by the Dolphins defense to get the ball out. But 10-point lead suddenly turns into a 3-point lead. You have the sudden change with the turnover, and then Tariq Hill does his thing for 80 yards, and now you're in a dogfight for the duration of the fourth quarter. Didn't go well from there for the Jaguars. Didn't go exceedingly bad, just the offense went into the tank. The defense emptied its tank as it was left out on the field for a good bit of that fourth quarter in the afternoon heat down there in South Florida. So we'll get into all of it, though, and kind of go big play by big play or big moment by big moment. What we'll do is we'll pull some video up right here on the show, and we'll go ahead. We'll do it right now with the Jags on defense early in the first quarter. Got the Dolphins in a 3rd and 13. Jags out there in its dime package. So some things that we learned about this team in week one of the regular season. Nickel, dime, how is that going to look? Well, Jarian Jones in there at the nickel position on Sunday. And then from his safety position, we saw Antonio Johnson drop down right here. Follow the arrow. That's the equivalent of my telestrator, if you're wondering. There is Antonio Johnson in that dimeback role. And then you come with Darnell Savage as the 6th defensive back there at the safety opposite Andre Sisco. You run it. You get the motion to the flat to Achan. And this is a tough one, even on 3rd and 13, because you end up catching blocks right here. And when Trayvon Walker, as you'll see him right here about the 12-yard line to the play side, the Jaguars defensive end, once he gets up to about the depth of Tua or even a little bit beyond, you lose pretty much any possibility of him being able to retrace and get in on the play. And instead, now you've got right guard, right tackle pulling out in front of this thing, and you're already seeing the math doesn't look real good, right? Because the Dolphins do a nice job on this quick stuff to the flats under Mike McDaniel of it's not slow developing. It's aggressive. It gets going. There's energy to it from the catch. And that's what happens here with Achan. He gets right up in there, basically pressing it like he would on a run. The two bigs for the Dolphins are taking care of business. Foye's trying to get there. You got Devin Lloyd in pursuit. Here comes Darnell Savage. He's going to go inside right there. And when he does that, now the potential for explosive play comes in to play. And right here, here's Achan in the open field. And so instead of, say, giving up a first down that you don't want to give up on a 3rd and 13 in a quick game, you end up giving up close to 40 yards. And now the Dolphins have flipped field position and looking at another 3rd and long. So that's the good news early. You're getting Tua, you're getting this offense for the Dolphins into some 3rd and longs. This one from the Jaguar 42-yard line, Tua working from the gun. This is going to be man coverage. And this is tough, too, because the Dolphins will line up Tariq Hill in the backfield, move him around. They don't keep the eye level the same for you defensively. They make you find him. And when they do that, they're able to get some matchups. And right now, they get him matched up on this particular play. He wasn't in the backfield, but kind of a switch release. And you'll see up there to the top left of the corner, you've got Tariq Hill on the rookie, Jarian Jones. It is kind of a 4-man pass rush with Foye buzzing the flat, but then he's going to go ahead and come late when he sees the tight end is in on pass protection. But from the start, man, look at Jarian. He's in good shape here in coverage. That's really nice coverage by the rookie from Florida State. And you force a fourth down. You get off the field there early against this Dolphins offense. So Trevor and the Jag offense out there for the first time in the 2024 season. It is 12 personnel. You've got Luke Farrell down here to the bottom of the formation, lined up in line. You're going to have Evan Engram join him here. Two wide receivers to start the game for the Jaguars to the top. Brian Thomas inside, Gabe Davis just off of his left hip. And we love the design movement with Trevor, and I'm on record. The earlier, the better. I love stuff like this to start the game. The problem is you got an old head down here at the defensive tackle position who isn't biting on this run fake. And the Dolphins also brought Jalen Ramsey up here. You see Cam Robinson, 74 for the Jags. That's actually Jalen Ramsey coming off the edge. It's not a five-man pressure. It actually is four. But, boy, Calais, is he a future Hall of Famer at this point? Stays on the hash mark. Doesn't bite on the play fake because the Dolphins have that accounted for with the blitzer out there into the boundary. And now Trevor, he's going to have to make something happen. And being the pro that he is, see Calais keep that left foot to the outside of Trevor. He's not going to let him maybe have the corner and let him bounce. He's going to keep him inside there. And not only that, he's going to go ahead and finish on the Jaguars quarterback. First play of the season for the Jags, a Calais Campbell sack, a Trevor Lawrence, just like we had it. Now, here's what I'm talking about earlier with the Dolphins. Now with the football here, midway through the first quarter, this is where how they align Tyreek and also work him in concert with another absolute dynamic playmaker in Jaylen Waddle makes it really tough, especially against man coverage, which is what you've got right here. Jaylen coming off and just going to sit it down there at about the 45. Then you release Tyreek out into the backfield. And look, you're going to convert this third and two. Okay. If you're the Jags, you can live with that. What you don't like is losing leverage to the sideline here by a young player in Antonio Johnson. And that turns it into the potential, once again, after the catch with these guys, of going for so much more. Tyreek actually stepped out a little bit further back. But, you know, we'll see this with Antonio Johnson as we move throughout the game. Young player still trying to figure some things out in terms of angles, pursuit, being able to break down, come under control when you need to. Later in the game, that was an issue there in the second half, which we'll see coming up here in a little bit. I love this right here for the Jags offense. Midway through the first quarter, backed up. Boy, the Dolphins punter did a hell of a job in this game too, didn't he? Really pinned the Jags a couple times. It looked like the Jags were going to turn both of those into touchdown drives. But on this possession, love Tank Bigsby in the game. Been saying that for a while now. Backed up, short yardage, red zone. I understand ETN is your guy, as he should be. Touchdowns typically equate to bigger numbers when we're talking financials for players. I get all that. But Tank Bigsby right here, this is good stuff. And watch Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis almost in a bit of an Evan Engram role right here at the bottom of the formation, right there at the end in the first and 10 on the broadcast. You'll see him because this is Holland, I believe, from the safety position, getting aggressive on the run action. See Holland coming in that gap, but Gabe gets just enough. Now, able to force Bigsby to the edge. But what you like here, watch Tank's offhand. Watch his left hand right here on Jalen Ramsey. Get off. Look at Tank now. Now count the extra yards after that. So there's four at the 10-yard line. There's nine. There's 14 by my Ed White High School math. Commander stand up. So that's 14 extra yards for Tank Bigsby on that first down run after he uses the offhand to easily cast aside Jalen Ramsey. So nice run for Tank Bigsby there on a first down. Love him coming off your own goal line. Love him in short yardage. So you're looking at a second and two now. Parker Washington in the game. This is 12 personnel. I believe that's Brenton Strange in line there at the bottom of the formation. You've got Evan in a three-point stance in the backfield. Parker in motion. This is zone. You don't see anybody going with Parker across the formation. So the indicator there for Trevor is zone. And you're going to go play action again. This time you're going to account for the edge pressure, bringing a guy. This is more simulated, though, because you'll see the edge at the top of the screen as Tank releases, kind of a rail concept. 91 goes with Tank. But you'll see also it kind of opens some things up here in that zone defense for Gabe Davis. On time, accurate from Trevor. Good stuff. Like to see that early in the game. Gabe, physical. It's going to take four or five Dolphins to get him on the ground there. That is a first down for the Jaguars. Very encouraging to see a confident, accurate, and on time Trevor Lawrence to go ahead and get one of these new weapons involved. And really, when you think about this game, as we'll talk about, the new guys at the wide receiver position were the obvious highlight for the Jags in that regard on Sunday afternoon. So now Trevor, looking at a second and seven from about midfield, this is empty because Travis is split wide to the top. And then you've got, I think that's three wides with Evan. You're going to run it here. Second and seven. You five-man protect against four-man pass rush. Trevor, anticipating again, look at this. This could have been a mesh concept that these two receivers for the Jags at the 44 just turned into, or maybe you were anticipating zone again. Now you got Travis up here in the flat because this corner runs out in that zone coverage. If you run mesh with these two crossing, this isn't going to work against this coverage. But these two guys sitting down right here help hold these guys just enough to create a window. And Trevor, once again, anticipating, doesn't go there because it is still tight to try to get that in there to Gabe with Evan and Kirk sitting it down. But again, decisiveness early on from Trevor. He's going to pull it down on second and seven. Like the transition for Evan Engram going from receiver to blocker, going to help his quarterback and soften things up just a little bit more for him. So it's a soft landing for Trevor right there. And Trevor, decision-making looking good early on. Could have possibly have fit that thing in there, but you had middle of the field coverage, better safe than sorry. And again, Trevor with the ability to do things with his legs pays off. First and 10 for the Jags now on the move at the Dolphins 41-yard line. Again, 12 personnel with Travis as the setback and also those two tight ends, Luke Farrell in line, and that is Brenton Strange on his hip at the bottom of the formation. Going to go hard play action. Get those linebackers up in there. And you're going to see very early to the top of the screen there, that's Brian Thomas against Jalen Ramsey. He's already inside and on top. And I think Trevor right here wants this crosser to maybe Christian Kirk right here at the bottom hash. You can see him working right there. And he's going to work the crosser. And you'll see right there, Trevor kind of hitch just a little bit, and you'll see why here, and the ball is in the air. You'll see that safety right there on the 20 for the Dolphins. See him, he came up on that. And so now you've got one-on-one behind all that. And Brian Thomas Jr., first game against Jalen Ramsey, attracts a PI very close to his first touchdown catch of the season. Letting Jalen know about it a little bit right there, too. How about that from the Rook? I think he's maybe telling Jalen, maybe Jalen's a little washed. Jalen's saying, yeah, well, my bank account here recently just added some more zeros. So the old checking account, savings account, the doesn't feel all that washed right now. There it is, pass interference. I was in the stadium again on Sunday, and there were some grumblings. I mean, that's what a home crowd's going to do in a situation like this. Even when they showed this replay, I mean, come on. That's early, no doubt about it. Hey, look, at least Ramsey, for the time being, prevented a touchdown, but because the infraction happened in the end zone, ball spotted at the one, and watch Ezra Cleveland, the left guard right here. This little bit of a combo block. He comes off, and you just need a yard, right? Watch Ezra Cleveland right here in the middle. You got a gap shooter right there that Mitch Morris is accounting for, and then you'll see this backer, Brooks, fill it. And Ezra does a nice job coming off the initial double, and he gets stoned pretty good. I mean, he does, but it's just enough for Etienne to be able to find the end zone. Actually, that was not Brooks, but still a good job by Ezra Cleveland and the Jags with a 7-0 lead over the Miami Dolphins getting later in the first quarter. There's that orbit motion for the Miami offense on a 3rd and 14 here. Jags, as you see on the back end in that dime coverage. Going to rush four, keep it in front. Don't let this turn into an explosive play like the quick flip on the Dolphins' first series. But hey, the Dolphins say, hey, we'll try it again. Here you see the pulling lineman once again. See him? Right tackle, right guard. One more time, getting out in front. Jags do a pretty good job right here of at least redirecting Tyreek Hill, making him, you know, kind of change direction enough to slow him down. He's not at top speed when he hits that, like a Chan was earlier. Ronald Darby comes off his guy, Devin Lloyd in pursuit. You're able to get Tyreek just short of the line to gain there for the Dolphins. So now the Jaguars back on offense, 2x2 set here. Evan Engram actually going to check in line there to the top of formation. 11 personnel. Devin Duvernay in the game right here in the slot on a 2nd and 6 with Travis in the backfield to go along with Trevor. Going to be some play action to Travis. And you got a little bit of a underneath route working right here to Brian Thomas Jr. So there is some space to work right here. Trevor, if he holds on to the ball a little bit longer, maybe he can flip it out here. It's almost like a mesh concept with a running back and the wide receiver instead of two wide receivers or a tight end and a wide receiver in the middle of the field. But it comes open quick. Trevor very wisely checks it down. Now he's got Thomas on the move, going to hold on, protect the football in traffic. BTJ does that, and it's going to be a Jaguar first down. So now, very early in the second quarter, looking at a 3rd and 9 from the Jaguars' own 22-yard line, you've got three wide receivers down here to the field. Trevor from the gun, and it is going to be a 5-man pressure from the Dolphins. Travis staying in, trying to help with protection. Trevor sees it early, and what he's looking at is this safety right here, who is kind of in this sky or robber coverage. And on a 3rd and long, he's playing the chains pretty good right here, but you're running a concept behind him, kind of a high-low with the corner. And this safety, I think, was supposed to get more depth, but Trevor, when he sees this safety, I think, sitting right here, he automatically goes to the outside because now look where he's got Christian Kirk. But unfortunately, Christian on a perfectly thrown ball on a 3rd and long can't come up with the grab, and that's a drive killer for the Jags there early in the second quarter. Orbit motion once again. Boy, if you did a drinking game on orbit motion mentions for this Miami offense, I don't think you would make it out of the first quarter. But there it is once again. It is 11 personnel for the Dolphins. And this is actually going to be a run. They get you looking at all this eye candy pre-snap, and you're so worried about these perimeter guys. And then in the box, they still got 7 for the Jags. So the Jags are actually, in terms of math, in pretty good shape right here. Against what is going to be a guard H counter. You'll see a Chan as he orbits. He comes back for the handoff. Watch Trayvon Walker right here on the lower hash at about the 45, 44 right there in teal. Watch what he does to the puller. I don't know if he was supposed to go inside shoulder there, but he did it with such passion that it kind of stoned everything else. And again, you're in pretty good shape math-wise in terms of numbers, and you're able to stymie that thing. But Trayvon Walker, man, showing you the power. Once again, we'll see it in the pass rush coming up here very soon as well. So now, check out Mike McDaniel. Going to go for this thing on 4th and 3 from the Jaguars 45. Are you all that surprised by this type of stuff anymore? It seems like this used to be pretty much limited to the high school levels, and we saw more of it in college. And now, I mean, it's a week-to-week thing, it seems like, in the NFL as well. But Dolphins with 2x2 with the back to the left of Tua. Jags show potential for 5-man pressure. Have Foye up here early. But at the snap, he's going to bail. And Cisco right here at the top hash is in a running start to the top flat. He's going to go account for that back. Because you got to think in this situation, there's a good possibility you'll do that. Now you leave the back end of the defense or the top, you know, vulnerable right here, but they are very much playing the sticks are the Jags. Now watch 4A as he bails out of that blitz, that pressure look. I think Cisco flashing right there. That's the first opportunity for the crosser for Tua. But Andre is flashing there to buzz the flat. That, I think, forces Tua, see how he had the hitch? And that gives Foye time to sort of rotate into that same type of concept and get there on the second window and make the breakup. Very nice concept from Ryan Nielsen, the defense coordinator. Well executed by Foye Oluokun and the rest of the Jaguar defense. So 3rd and 8 now in the second quarter for the Jaguar offense from its own 47-yard line. This is 11 personnel. Luke Farrell, Brenton Strange here, standing up at a tight end position on a 3rd and 8. This looks like man coverage from the Dolphins. I think it's 2-man. Yeah, 2 safeties deep. 4-man pass rush. And Trevor likes what he's got very early on in this play. And this is against cover 2 with the 2 safeties. This is how you rip it right here down the middle of the field to Christian Kirk, who does a nice job, by the way, of finishing the catch with contact on the way. And now here are the Jags inside the red zone, but it seemed like it was 3rd and long a lot of the day. I know we talk about it more in this game in relation to the second half, but even in the first half, and the Jags were more successful with that in the first half, as we just saw with Christian Kirk there ripping the seam. But you've got a condensed formation here, and the Dolphins are pretty much telling you with that look on the back end, we're going to keep this thing in front. We're going to make you kick the field goal. And so the Jags up front, they pretty much man up in pass protection, although getting a little bit of help early at the top with Evan. And I think that's Jalen Phillips in the game, maybe for the Dolphins. But good enough protection. Ezra Cleveland at the guard position late right here gives up a little bit. It's like a late twist from the Dolphins up front with the 4-man pass rush. But Trevor doing what a mature, highly paid professional quarterback is supposed to do. Holds the ball as long as he possibly can. He does have checkdowns right here. More so probably to the back here, to the bottom of the screen. But Trevor is going to work that back end line. And we heard from Doug Peterson on Monday at his press conference. This is something they actually work on a lot. And if you went to training camp practices, you saw this. Against zone, you know, it gets late in the progression, and you know you've got that crosser on that back end line. You just kind of throw it to that pylon back there. And at 6'4", why wouldn't you do that with Brian Thomas Jr.? Now, this elicited gasp in Hard Rock Stadium when not only Trevor threw this football in this situation, because I think even the crowd was anticipating a check down and let's kick the field goal. But just when Trevor threw it, and not only threw it, but put it in a place where Brian Thomas Jr. could go get it. And then the rookie finishes the play with the 2 feet down on the back end line. As an old head, it brought back memories of maybe Dwight Clark from Joe Montana. If you're a young buck, go do the Google, check out the San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, NFC Championship game. What was that, 82, 83? Oof. Yeah, I mean, we're going way back in the time machine, really dating ourselves here on Upon Review at this point. So now, Jaguars in firm control at 14-0 with 6:21 left in the second quarter. The Dolphins are in 12 personnel here, kind of a pistol look with a Chan behind Tua. And you got to figure at this point, down 14-0, going to get a little aggressive maybe here, the Dolphins are. And you'll see Tua, this is man coverage on the back end. And boy, the stress, if you don't get there on some of these plays, especially against man that have time to develop like this one did. Watch this. See all this green that's getting created back behind Antonio Johnson at the 35-yard line? That just underscores the challenge now that he's got after the catch with his old Texas A&M teammate, Devon Chan. And we had seen earlier, Antonio maybe didn't do a great job of using the sideline is sort of leverage. Well, he is hotly in pursuit, and I'm sure he knows, look, I got to get there and close this thing up against this guy, try to keep him from getting going. But probably about right here is where you would have liked at the 30, Antonio Johnson breaking down a little bit and keeping this thing, hey, look, you know, 5-6 yards, that's okay, but it turns into a lot more. It goes for 15 instead. Tough situation to put a safety in, or really anyone other than a corner, against that type of dynamic playmaker in Achan, and it is another first down for the Miami Dolphins. So the Dolphins doing a pretty good job early of staying patient, even down 14-0. And as we'll see here, orbit motion, drink. And at this time, it's a tight end for the Dolphins. So anybody and everybody pretty much is potentially available to that orbit motion if you're a skill player in this Miami offense. Tua wants to go quick here, but he knows he's got man coverage on second and long. And he knows that he's got a back coming out against man coverage. So you've got some backers now that are having to play in the flat up here. Foyer, Devin, got to take those guys in man coverage, and that opens up the middle of the field. Tua sees it quickly, kind of like Trevor earlier, going to run to the soft spot and convert a first down with his legs, something you weren't overly concerned about with Tua. But, you know, now he's good bit removed from that hip injury, moving pretty well. Looks like he's maybe slimmed down a little bit, and he's able to hit one with his legs there for a first down. So now a 3rd and 8 for the Dolphins with 4:02 left in the second quarter. Tua, straight drop, 4-man pass rush for the Jags. And this is a beauty of a ball and a route to Jalen Waddle. Ronald Darby, I think it was pretty clear. I think you expected this going into the game. As you can already see, we're not talking about Tyson Campbell very much, are we, on these clips? It's a lot of Ronald Darby. It's a lot of isolation on maybe a guy like Antonio Johnson. But now the Dolphins have a 3rd and 6. And again, we talked about earlier how when you get Waddle and Tyreek working with each other to the same side, you're going to see it right here. This is going to be man coverage as well, as you see Jarian coming over the top here. And Tua is just going to take the sit down because he knows he's going to have Waddle running off Darby. That's a nice instinctive throw. It is in a good spot away from Jarian, who isn't in the worst shape in terms of coverage. But right here is where the cheetah can be a big problem too. You got to get this guy on the ground. In the stadium, the fans thought he got in, but it was pretty clear right there at the 6. He had stepped out of bounds. So the Jags now on defense having to play in the red zone. And a few plays later, football at the half-yard line, some pre-shifts from the Dolphins. It is still going to be, I think it's still, is that 11 personnel? There's 3 wide receivers still in there with the 1 tight end. But it's Achan to the right of Tua, little reverse pivot. And look, Jags played it about as good as you can, but it's a half yard. And that's about all that Achan got, but that's all he needed to give the Dolphins their first touchdown of the 2024 season. Now, back to the Jaguars offense. And I like this from Doug in the game at the end of the first half. He used some timeouts late in the half to give his offense an opportunity to get back on the field. And this is 1-minute offense. And these days, what we see from a lot of teams is not just 2-minute work. We see 1-minute work going back to training camp. And this is where that pays off, along with the management by Doug to use those timeouts and give his offense an opportunity here. And you get it going with a chunk. You've worked ATN pretty effectively. Little play action here. I don't know what play action with 55 seconds accomplishes in the half, and you're really limited on being able to stop the clock, but maybe it's a rhythm thing for your quarterback, kind of helps set the route, helps your pass protection a little bit, makes those guys at least check the back. But this is good stuff against zone coverage. You're anticipating soft coverage because of the time and field position. You'll see Brian Thomas to the top of the screen. This is, you got the 2 underneath guys working to the exterior, and then you've got, I think that's Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas stemming outside to create a little more space in that zone. And at the top corner, you can see seven. Turn it back inside. Trevor on time. Anton Harrison giving up some pressure off that right side. And that was a continuing theme going into the second half, unfortunately, for the Jags. But Thomas with a secure grab just beyond the 40-yard line. And now you're cooking. Now you got a chunk play on first down. You get up there. You got a 2x2 set. You're going to see the Dolphins bring four right here from the field. Slot corner, I think it is, for the Dolphins. See him come right here. Travis does a nice job right here. And again, it's a similar concept to what you just ran on the 17-yarder to Brian. And you just come back the other side with Gabe Davis this time doing the honors. So kind of the same play a couple of times there. And you're able to get this situation for Cam Little. How about this for a rookie? First NFL field goal attempt is going to be a 53-yarder on the road. And watching Arkansas against Oklahoma State on Saturday, I can tell you, Sam Pittman would have loved to have had this guy back as his kicker for a fourth year. But Cam Little down in South Florida instead drills it. And now you feel like you stole something there late in the half because you're getting the football coming out to start the third quarter. All of the momentum, even after that late touchdown drive by the Dolphins, still feels like very much in the corner of the teal and black. So Tua, after the Jags don't make good use of that initial possession to start the third quarter, Tua looking at another third down. But the third downs for the Dolphins, if you notice, these third and threes, right? Third and shorts, a lot more manageable than what we saw the Jags deal with throughout the game. So you can talk about it in a blanket statement of, well, third downs kill the Jags. Well, yeah, they do kill you when you're playing third and eight or more a lot. Well, you got to still be efficient on first down. As much as we talk about third down, what are you getting done on first down? And the Dolphins were getting enough done that Tua can afford to swing it to the flat here to Mostert. And you got some space out here now. Foye, Dolphins tried to work him in space, as you would expect. Does a pretty good job right here of squeezing it. Darby trying to get off the block, but look, it's just going to be enough. That's okay, though. Third and three, if you give up three, you can live with that, especially with the field position being what it is. What you don't want to do on these flips to the flat is give up explosives. So you can live with that right there. So now, third and 13. This is a third and long for the Dolphins, and they're going to motion out here. This is zone for the Jags, as you might expect. Four-man pass rush. Watch 91 right here. Eric Armstead inside against Eichenberg. Watch this late right arm right there. Get your hands off me and go finish on the quarterback in less than two steps. From that up and under to wrapping up Tua was about a step and a quarter for Eric Armstead, and this is what you paid him the money for. Interior pass rush. I know we heard so much about, well, going to line him up all over. Where did you think Eric Armstead was going to be most effective in, say, third and long? Right there. He gets a one-on-one with an offensive guard, and he wins. That's what you expected from Eric Armstead, and that's what he gives you right there to force another Dolphins punt. So the Jags, as you see right there on the graphic, what does it say? Third and 13. Third and long, midway through the third quarter. Jags are in 11 personnel with Evan in there on the hash mark. And Trevor going to take this shotgun snap, straight drop, four-man rush. Look at the early pressure, the top of the formation. Look at 77 right now. Yep, probably lucky he didn't get called for a hold right there, or actually maybe he did, a couple of holds in the second half potentially. And Trevor right here on third and 13, I mean, he doesn't even have time to check it down. I mean, look at his check downs right here. But look at the position he's in now. 17 right here, the back right here. You can't even get to the check down on third and 13, let alone have time to allow the routes to open up that need that kind of time with that down and distance. So Trevor going to try to do something with it, but wisely in this position, just ditches it into the Jaguar bench. Another possession ends for the Jags right there. But there's some good things coming from the Jaguars offense in just a little bit. Pistol look. This looks like it might be split zone with the slider coming across for the Dolphins here. This is zone, but it is play action instead. And Tua right here against zone, what you're going to see, I'm going to show you right here. He gives the little hitch right there, and I'm going to show you why that I think it was important. Because see this? This is your safety. I think that's Antonio Johnson. Might have gotten a little aggressive. Maybe he was supposed to play it that way based on the coverage, perhaps. But regardless, with Johnson up in here, and I know it's sounded like based on what Doug said, it was cover two. But it looks more like cover one once you've got Andre Sisco in chase mode. Darby is hauling the ass to try to get depth. But good luck against this guy. I would say this for Sisco, this is a nice play. This saved at least eventually a touchdown right here. That's great effort by Andre Sisco to go make that tackle on Jaylen Waddle. But there it is. You were waiting on that first real vertical explosive from the Dolphins. And Tua had missed one earlier. It could have been the second right there, but instead it's Waddle with first for the Dolphins. So Dolphins going to spread the field here now. Got him in third and 16. Watch Trayvon Walker right here in the pass rush. And this is beautiful because this ends up being just a three-man pass rush. Because Big Roy Roberts Harrison, look at him. He's going to drop into coverage. Play middle of the field coverage, the big man does. But look at Trayvon already on the tackle. Boy, that's not the pass set you're looking for against Trayvon. They doubled up top because it was a three-man pass rush. But even Josh Hines-Allen is proving problematic. But the power right here, and tried to double Trayvon too with the guard. But Trayvon still able to get enough right there or two to sack him back around the 47. And I'm telling you, at this point in the game, in the stadium, you've got a fan base ready to fight each other. Not the Jags, but each other. And so, again, coming off your own goal line because the Dolphins put you in the hole. Love this. Love this with Tank Bigsby in the game coming off the goal line. And Brandon Scherf and Mitch Morse, the center, did a nice job right in here. You can see the 68 on Sheriff. I thought he did a really nice job right here. Tank did a nice job of kind of finding the seam, the crack there, and then not wasting time hitting it. And again, yards after contact, that offhand for Tank Bigsby. Look at that. Breaks the tackle at what, the 13? Let's see where he gets tackled. He gets tackled at the 29. So we're talking 16 yards after the initial tackle attempt on Tank Bigsby. That's huge, man. That's absolutely huge for the second year back out of Auburn. So now you're looking at 12 personnel for the Jaguars out at the 29. You've got Brenton Strange lined up in the backfield behind Luke Farrell here to the bottom of the formation. Trevor going to go from under center, man. This is starting to feel like that 96-yard drive in the first half, isn't it? Hard play action. Farrell, he's got an inside rusher, kind of just takes him with it. Nice job there. Doesn't hold, doesn't panic. Trusts his quarterback to help him out if he needs it. And then you got a pickup here by Strange on a blitzer from the field. Trevor, this is a popular concept in the NFL, man. They like to come back the other side in the progression. You got to have elite talent to be able to do it. Trevor just puts that, rips it. Great route, too, by Gabe Davis there on the Jaguars sideline for a chunk play and another first down across the midfield stripe for the Jags. So first and 10 now from the Dolphins 30-49. This is 12 personnel once again. You've got Gabe Davis. I think that's Brian Thomas Jr. down here on the college hash. Hard play action again. Some boot action once again. You've got Brenton Strange helping out in protection. It really did feel like the Jags were in a better spot when they went seven-man protection and maybe just put a couple of guys out into the route. Ran into some problems with five-man protection. Maybe some of that was stamina-related, first game of the season. But now Trevor wants to come down, and he does very wisely because early you saw coverage get run off for the Dolphins. And just swing it out here to Travis. Does a good job. First down grab for the Clemson product. Travis Etienne Jr. So, well, now you're absolutely rolling. You're in the red zone with a first and 10 from about the Dolphins 13-yard line. This is very interesting just in terms of the blocking scheme of this, because it kind of looks like a split zone, but a lot of times, if not all the time in split zone, you'll see this slider or this H come across the formation and take care of this out here. Instead, watch Cam Robinson. He's pretty much in that role at the snap. See Cam Robinson come across, and then Evan backfields and gets the cutoff. And so now Anton's in pretty good shape. Good job by Travis early of being patient enough. And then now he's got daylight and he sees it. And now I'm left to wonder, because this is the type of play that'll keep you up. And I'm sure for Travis, it's been a rough 24 hours or so. But I think Travis Etienne is a naturally left-handed dude. So the ball's in his left hand, which is fine. I mean, that in this situation, you're in the middle of the field. It's going to be in your dominant hand. But boy, with Holland coming over, if he's right-handed instead of left-handed even, does this change things maybe? A lot of things to consider. Going deep, aren't I? Instead, it is a turnover, and I'm just telling you again, morgue-like at Hard Rock Stadium. They were ready to leave. You can talk about this in terms of, well, there was still a fourth quarter, still had 17 minutes left, and you're right. You're right, but I'm just telling you from a vibe from within the stands. I wasn't in the press box. I was on about the 40-yard line in the stands. I was amongst them, and they were ready to go. If Travis gets in the end zone here, they're ready to go. But instead now, oh boy, instead of fans that were trying to fight with each other 4 or 5 minutes earlier, now they're holding hands singing Kumbaya as the Dolphins get the possession at the 20 to start things. And you know, the sudden change is a real thing in football. It's not just a Jags thing here. I mean, this is a killer for sure, but you see it all the time. Sudden change. Things happen, even if you got a timeout off of TV or whatever. Shot plays are usually coming, even backed up. And so right here, you're playing man, because when the back motioned out here, you saw Foye go with him. And so Ronald Darby, again, man, tough spot for this dude. He's down here at the left corner, and he's got the cheetah that he has to run with. Look at this. He's trying to run with him. You got two guys that take the crosser right here in the middle of the field. So when Tyson comes down with the crosser, if he's not in a concept that has him getting depth to the top, then you know what you're going to have. Two guys right here is what Tua wanted with the crosser on first and 10, because he wanted Tyreek and he got it. Crossing the face of Andre Sisco, and Cheetah maybe a little bit faster than Waddle. And it's also getting later in the game. I think Andre had an issue earlier. And so Andre's a little bit off on his angle there. Darby's already beat. Good attempt. But boy, Tyreek, he's a guy that runs through that kind of stuff as well as just about anybody in the league. Little toss up into the stands. You probably saw the celebration that followed that touchdown with Jaylen Waddle. And so still, Jags up 3. But again, you just can't underscore the feeling of the change in the building after that two-play sequence. 3rd and 1, this is going to be 22 personnel because you got Tank in the game with Travis. Short yardage. You've got Strange and Farrell to the top of the formation. You'll see this early, Brandon Sheriff, the right guard. He's maybe a little bit high right here. And in football, as we know, low man typically wins. See Brandon right there in the middle of the field, 68. He's just going to get knocked back right here in the hole. You just, boy, Anton comes over and tries to clean it all up. But in the process, now you've got two guys right there and you got a pile a yard short of the line to make. And so it's going to get stuffed there to cap the 3rd quarter, which brings up, as we'll soon see, a very important, or it certainly felt like at the time in the stadium, 4th and 1. This is 13 personnel for the Jags, 3 tight ends in the game. Evan, Strange, Farrell. You're going to try to pull the left guard, Cleveland, here. And it, Doug talked about this Monday. It wasn't as simple as just a yard or a half yard even. This was a full yard and some change. And so when you think about quarterback sneak, and I'm a big fan of it, love Trevor under center quarterback sneak, love it. But this isn't the time for that. Trevor's not that guy. I know you've got some folks that'll say, well, just look at the Eagles, right? Look at what the Eagles do with the sneak. What, did you know Jalen Hurts can basically squat the freaking Liberty Bell? It's not just in terms of the look you get, it's personnel. And Trevor isn't that guy at the quarterback position. Jalen Hurts very much is that guy in terms of his build and his physical strength, especially in his lower half. So it's not relative. That isn't relative to this situation. But it plays out pretty catastrophically on this play. As you pull Cleveland, you'll see here from the left guard position, Morse at center gets a cutoff right here. Not sure what Cam Robinson is supposed to do here. Maybe he's not sure. Does he think he's supposed to block down here? And somebody's got to account for this five technique. And it kind of ends up with Cam in the middle of it all. And he also gets rolled up on right there by Morse on that cutoff block. And with that, now you got a free guy in the gap and a hard edge already out there into the boundary. I'll give Travis credit, man. He did everything he could. And when he got to about right there with Trevor throwing at least a little bit of a shield, I thought this might work out with his speed, but this is the NFL, man. This isn't Lakeshore Park on a Saturday morning. These dudes, they are disciplined. The backside guys aren't going to totally go chasing across the hash marks. And the pursuit will eventually win, as it does right there, even with Anton Harrison trying to help his running back. And so, boy, whistling past the graveyard comes to mind after going for it there from inside your own 35. But give Ryan Nielsen and his defense a lot of credit. Orbit motion here for the Dolphins on a 3rd and 3 from the 24-yard line of the Jags. Tua going to take it, flip it out here to the flat. Pretty good job right here by Aluakun. And Cisco dropped down in the box late and was running when he did it. So that helped right here too with pursuit. Antonio Johnson does a nice job keeping his outside shoulder clean, and you get a stop. You're going to survive this thing and be tied at 17-17. But wait, Jason Sanders from 42 yards out. I mean, this looked like a kick by one of those halftime contestants, right? When you're going to give away a scholarship or something. This is one of the best to maybe ever do it. And that's the kick. So now you're thinking, we actually may get out of here with this, even with the catastrophic mistake there in the third quarter. I still wasn't as confident, but you know, Dolphins are helping you here, trying to get you home. And now you've got the football up over midfield into Dolphin territory, looking at a 3rd and 5 with Evan here to the bottom of the formation. There was some maybe late confusion there at the snap because Trevor almost seemed surprised by the snap. And what you got here is looks like some pressure, definitely bringing the DB from the bottom of the screen. You've got Travis is up inside because the inside backer early showed pressure. So he's stepping inside. When that happens, you get a free runner out here from the secondary. But again, man coverage on the outside. Trevor knows it. Got a veteran in Christian Kirk. He's going to throw it with anticipation. This is back into the sun on that side of the stadium there at Hard Rock. But we'd seen Christian drop one in the shaded area going from sun to shade. And this is not an easy catch in real time. And at the game, you're thinking, wow, he's got to make that catch. And I'm not saying he shouldn't make the catch or he couldn't, because I think he definitely could have, but it's not an easy ball. But it's, again, another critical opportunity that Jags just in that third, fourth quarter were not able to capitalize on. And what you're doing in the process is you're just continuously putting this defense out there. You get some motion across the formation, a little play action from Tua. Here comes Josh Hines Allen. Good luck trying to protect with a tight end against Josh Hines Allen. You doubled up top, doubled right here too. Something must have busted for the Dolphins because there's no way. Maybe the back was supposed to help, but still a tight end and a back against Josh Hines Allen. That's not schematically sound, as they say. But Tua is still going to get it out of there. And Tua, because he knows his guy, Jalen Waddle, like he does, and especially once he understands its zone coverage, he's essentially thinking of a spot more than he is a guy. And against zone, he's able to get it in there on 2nd and 10 in front of Antonio Johnson. That's actually Tyreek Hill on the grab there for a first down. So 2nd and 9, this is where you start to see, I think, the effects of the offensive performance in the second half to go along with the defense being out there a good bit. This is power, good old-fashioned power with the pulling guard from the left guard spot. You're already seeing the line of scrimmage in here being reestablished early. See this? It's already being reestablished by a yard and a half or two, and now the guard comes. You get an early double team on Trayvon that's effective with the tight end. Guard gets, I think that's Devin maybe right there. Yeah. Roy Robertson Harris trying to get off, but what you're starting to see are guys on the ground. You'll start seeing more and more Jaguar guys on the ground defensively in the fourth quarter. That's a pretty good sign of how things are going for that side of the football. So 3rd and 1 now. And what we see more and more too from the Dolphins is 22 personnel with two backs, two tight ends, which you don't think about that all that much, maybe with Mike McDaniel, but some old-timey football, some Larry Zonka kind of football here on a 3rd and 1. Again, some pretty good push early on the nose right here to create enough space. All you need is a yard right here. Foye steps up in there, but some good early work on Tyler Lacy, who's in the game. You got Mason Smith because you've got to play guys at this point. You got to try to stay as fresh as you can. You saw Cole in there at the edge position in support of Josh Hines Allen. There was a 3rd down in the 4th quarter where, you know, Trayvon was gassed to the point that the Jags had to put Cole in there for Trayvon Walker. And so you get a 3rd and 14 here on the verge of a stop. Tua, Monteric Brown in the game for the Jags here at the corner spot, because this is after Tyson had gone out with the hamstring, and that didn't sound good from Doug on Monday. Terms of a timetable to get your top corner back. Josh Hines Allen and Cole actually checked Tyreek Hill and I want to say Achan in the flats before coming here on the pass rush. Josh is able to flush Tua to his left, Big Roy in pursuit, and all Tua can do is ditch it here on the Dolphin sideline to Tyreek. So no way Sanders misses 2 in a row, right? Especially from 37 yards out. And he doesn't. Drills it home, ties the game. 17 apiece with 4:22 left. And look, Jags still get in your 4-minute offense. Go down there, take the clock, take the game. You got a hell of a rookie kicker. But again, instead, boy, just a nothing type of series at all. You get the ball out at the 30, you go backwards immediately, runs and sacks. And so now you're looking at a 3rd and 14. And if you're Trevor, your thought process probably doesn't entail checking the football down here. You want to go get this 14 yards with 3 minutes left in the game, but doing so will require protection. And as we can see already here, Phillips coming off the left side of the Dolphins defense, able to force Trevor up into the pocket. And not only that, when Trevor has to pat it, because as you see back here, there's really nothing working. Dolphins have got you covered up. This was a scary moment in and of itself, because look at that on the hit. I didn't think there was any chance Trevor was going to hang on to the football there. I didn't think Logan Cook was going to get an opportunity to punt it. I thought that was going to be strip sack with Anton Harrison giving it up. And then you just kick the chip shot if you're the Dolphins. But you do get the opportunity to punt the football. That puts the Dolphins back out there with 2 minutes to go. 2nd and 6 for Tua with two tight ends on the field. Pulls the left guard in protection. Little play action look. And Monteric Brown, we talked about him in the game. for Tyson Campbell. This is good coverage, man. This is good coverage, but this is Tua being twitchy off of play action and RPO and able to hit Jaylen Waddle for a first down that's going to take some more of your timeouts, take some more of the clock off. So you get into a second and 10, and the Dolphins have spent a lot of this game working you across the field and to the perimeter like they're going to do one more time right here. You got Brown in the game at that corner, so, hey, let's throw the quick game at him too, see if he can set an edge. Cisco gets up in there but is taken care of. Devin Lloyd, what made this play go initially too that we need to talk about was that Devin was actually coming on a pressure, and he was coming off this same edge that the ball went to. So once he got upfield a little bit, he was kind of like Trayvon on the initial screen from the Dolphins in the first quarter, where retracing and getting in a position where you can stop this thing short of the chains became really problematic. I mean, he gets there, but now a chance at full speed, Savage over the top, but you're going to keep him just short of the marker there, and that's going to set up a third and short. And again, the Dolphins in that 22 personnel with the fullback look, the offset back. We saw this from the Jags with Evan, but that little reverse pivot, give it to the back, a little bit high in there between the tackles, but you just needed so little. Again, you're seeing Jaguar players on the ground, and then again, this isn't Larry Zonka, you know, for the Dolphins. And you're seeing 2, 3, 4 yards after contact. And that's essentially all the Dolphins needed right there to get in position for this. Should I show it again? Yeah. Maybe we'll just watch the what's next here on the video. But Jason Sanders from 52 yards out. He got some guys trying to get there, get some hands up in the middle, but Sanders does what an elite kicker does, and that opportunity drills it from 52, and heartbreaking, the loss for the Jacksonville Jaguars in week one, but that's all it is. It's just week one. If there was some optimism to come from Sunday, if you're a Jaguars fan, it was the performance by the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson against the Dallas Cowboys. Just goes to show. Things happen that you're not really anticipating. Was it a surprise the Cowboys won that game? I don't think so. Was it a surprise the Browns looked as incapable and inept as they did? And Watson is a big part of that? A little bit, but you got to move forward. You got to get to the Browns, get to 1-1, still in the meat of this difficult schedule to start the season. So you just don't have time. You don't have time to wallow in it, folks. You got to push on. You got to move on to week two, and that's what the Jags will do now as they prepare for those Cleveland Browns. Former division rival, right? The Cleveland Browns. So big week coming up for the Jaguars and Doug Peterson. As we heard from Doug earlier today, not a good situation with Tyson Campbell. Will it be Monteric Brown at that corner? Perhaps Jarian Jones goes to corner. Darnell Savage can come in and play some sub DB for you if you need him in the nickel. We saw a lot of that in the preseason. You know, how does that impact things, though, if you have to play Savage at the nickel? And then you need another safety, perhaps. We did see Terrell Edmonds in the game for the Jaguars. Activated just before the game on Sunday. Stepped in there when Cisco had to go out briefly. So a lot of things to consider. Jags otherwise look to be in pretty good health. Physical health, the psyche of this team, will be in question until we see it on the field against the Browns on Sunday. Travis Schreier, as always, thanking you for joining us right here on the Ryer on YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, we would certainly appreciate you doing just that. Turn on those notifications. Hit that notification bell. That way you're alerted to all of our content as it drops. And of course, also, we would love for you to give us a thumbs up here on the show, if you wouldn't mind. That would help us out tremendously as well. Once again, thank you so very much for tuning in. And until next time, so long, everybody.